Here tonight. My name is Kathy and have been in Al-Anon for quite a while and will continue. I just keep coming back. In terms of just a quick review background, I did not grow up in an alcoholic home. However, I married an alcoholic and I didn't know what that meant at the time. And I didn't get into Al-Anon until later after we had separated and divorced. I have two sons and had an experience. I'll share a little miracle with you. They're 35 and 40 and not actively in my life. But I did get a text from my younger son today. And it was just wonderful to hear. So, and to hear him say, love you, Mom, and I get to say, I love you too. So it's, and I wouldn't have that connection with either of my sons, even though it's very sporadic, without the service that I've done, because it's helped me to become the person that I am, and I continue to grow and to accept them as they are. They are, you know, God loves them, if not as much, if not more than I do. And that provides a lot of serenity for me. They're on their own path, and I get to accept that. I don't have to like it sometimes, but I do get to accept it. And I get practice with that, with service. Started in service right away. In some regards, I was told to get a sponsor, and I did. And I've been with that person for forever. And she has stuck with me and has encouraged me in my growth, and especially with service. One of the things I wanted to say about service, I've done a lot of different things, both at the group level and just small little things like making love gifts and just being part of a team with doing things. And I've done service at the district level. And in all that time, I never got fired. Even after making, you know, you name it, I've made mistakes at everything I have done. And no one said, get out of here. Even when I was treasurer for my group, this is years ago, and I had money at home in a locked cabinet, and I was away for the weekend. And my older son at the time that was living there had a party while I was gone, and he didn't, but one of his friends or somebody that was at the party broke into the locked cabinet and stole all the money. So I had to go and tell my group. I didn't have to. I, you know, higher power is with me throughout all of this. And so I had the opportunity to grow by going back to my group and saying, this is what happened, and I plan to reimburse the group. And it was just like, okay, the sun is out and let's keep moving on. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, how did you let that happen? Why wasn't it in the bank? And that was huge. That was huge. I've learned so much from people around me in each service position. I've learned to be honest. One of the first services I did, they needed a greeter at an assembly, and it was here in Concord. And so I said, sure, I can do that. I didn't know what it meant. And now I know what the 12 steppers. So we had a person came up to the table and asked me, do you know where the 12 steppers are? And instead of saying, I don't know, I turn around and I look and I thought, I don't know, they've got to be around here somewhere. I thought it was the name of a group. We were the Saturday Morning Sunrise. Well, it's a publication that is developed so that there is procedure to the assemblies. So now I've learned in most cases to say, I don't know. Sometimes I still come up with a story that I think maybe I might know, but I don't. So I've learned, you know, honesty with that. And again, just being willing to make mistakes and not be afraid of that. I was telling my sponsor once that I was so afraid that someone in the meeting was going to ask me to sponsor her. And I was so stressed. And I was kind of avoiding this person. And you know, weeks go by, months go by. She never did ask me. So talk about writing the script. So, you know, there has been so much that I have gained from service. But I want to hold on to, you know, adjust to the time, you know, keep to the time frame, I guess I want to say. I want to talk particularly about my present position that is going to be opening up on the panel. I am currently secretary, and I didn't come into this panel until about 5-6 months into the 3-year commitment. And I kept hearing about doing service, there's open positions and so forth. And I thought, well, I can take minutes. You know, I can do that. What I got to be very good at is listening carefully to understand, not just listening so that I can quickly respond, but to listen to understand really what was going on and accurately recording it. And I learned, because Lydia and the person that had my position before helped me to understand that I just needed to record the conversation, what the topic was, and key points, but I didn't need all the nitty-gritty details. I didn't need to say, Susie said this, and Mark said that, and, you know, Joy had, you know, whatever it happened to be, I didn't have to, just the facts, ma'am. You know, that's a throwback to what show was that? That was a while ago, I'm showing my age. Dragnet? Just, So I learned that in a very caring way. One of the first times I was secretary, and I thought, whoa, I'm not ready for this, because there was a lot of discussion and there was some emotion and there were, you know, feelings about things. And yet I saw it in practice, these people that are being of service and saying what they needed to say. And they meant what they said, say what they mean what they said, but not saying it in a mean way. And when things got a little tense sometimes, I saw, you know, conflict resolution. And I have taken those experiences and skills later into, you know, all parts of my life. So I got to listen more. I got to watch, you know, these people living out our steps and concepts and traditions. I saw from the very first assembly I went to as a GR, I saw that I just kind of peeked outside the world of my little group. And then, so that was like eye-opening. And then at the district level, it's even more so. And the international that I had planned on going to, but I was still able to participate and see just the vastness and the richness of our program. So very grateful for everything. First person I went to as a GR, and I didn't really know this person, but we not only shared a room, but we shared, there were four of us to a room because we were trying to cut down on the cost, and we've been friends ever since. And so it's just, even though we don't always agree, it's amazing, just amazing. What else did I want to say? I'm probably out of time anyway. The view, the expanded, my view and understanding of the worldwide fellowship of Al-Anon. And then I think I'll just finish with really reduced my ego. I'd like to say that it still keeps cropping up. And my sponsor and I have some wonderful conversations around that, because it's not about me. And I get to grow in my relationship with my higher power. It's like 24/7, whereas early in the program, I almost had to flip the Al-Anon switch to say, okay, now this, and now it's just who I am. And so I'm just, you know, very grateful. So reduce my ego, increased not only the number of friendships, but the quality of my friendships has just grown exponentially. And I just want to thank everybody that's been a part of my experience and service. Thanks.